Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. A Hay Center Public Schools regular Board of Education meeting. It is 8 p.m. Roll call.
Aaron.
Here.
Toby.
Here.
Vicki.
Here.
Dexter.
Here.
Marion.
Here.
Andrea. Present.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Of course, we got the Nebraska Open Meetings Act law poster on the wall there. Adoption of agenda.
I would move to adopt the agenda as presented.
Second that.
Dexter moves to adopt the agenda as presented. Toby seconds. Aaron.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea. Yes.
Have any audience communications? Anything from the services report?
Greg got the tires on, a little over $2,200. Did not have to get new rims, or it would have been considerably more. So they went with a 10 instead of a 9 tires. So. Got to get that done. Got the van in. Thank you for your cooperation on that. That was quite a race trying to get the van in time for the child, but we only had to drive it 3 days, the personal vehicle, and of course we'll pay him for that. So, let's see, that's that. I just had something else. I think I got that as a tire, so I think that's all I had. And I told you, well, I will tell you about the chairlift in the hallway. I'll send an email tomorrow about more definitive costs of what the company in Omaha that installed it or sold it to us and installed it. If they come from North Platte, there is a difference in break price and price. You still pay the back to Omaha charge. So I'll get some more prices on that and let you know what's going on with that.
Any board member / committee reports?
We're having an economic development meeting tomorrow, so I can send you guys an email with the update on that. So.
Administrative reports.
I have nothing further, Mr. Primavera.
Yeah, I got just some notes here. Just the open house, we had it the day after school began, which was different. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't think it would go as well as it did. As you can see, the junior, senior high, we had almost 60% of the kids represented. I think only like a few parents didn't show up. One of them was Michelle Lapp, who's here all the time anyway. So anyway, I thought it was very good attendance for considering that we did it at a different time. Got some information on the homecoming week. And then I talked to Randy, Mr. Lachine, about the greenhouse. And I asked him to give me just to sort of fill us in where we're going with this. And if you can, I want to read it for you. But basically, he was waiting on getting a power post hole digger. I went in there like Wednesday or Thursday of last week. Yeah, like at 10 o'clock, and he was just dripping with sweat. I said, "You okay?" He was out there trying to dig the post hole with one of those hand things. I said, "How deep you got to go?" 40 inches. I said, "How many you got?" 40 of them. And I said, "You're not going to make it. You're going to die." Anyway, long story short, he's got somebody he called. I believe he got it from Songson. He's got brought in his power drill, so he's going to get that. He's going to get those in this week, he hopes. And then it just fills us in what we've got here on that. Just meant to mention the teachers will begin their PLC meetings, which they go down to Trenton. That starts next week. I went to a six-man football association meeting, second week in school there, and there was discussion about the NSAA taking over six-man football. They dumped it apparently, and I wasn't around, mid-90s. I guess we weren't even in it at that time, right? We just got in, so mid-90s, and now they're talking about bringing it back since there are so many six-man teams now. I believe we have 18, 19 schools now that are six-man. So, and there's discussion whether you want the NSA back in it or not. And I think there's sort of mixed feelings on that. And I sort of put down for our sports where we are team-wise. Volleyball, we've got a bunch of girls hurt. We're struggling with our records on both sports. With the boys, we've got 18 boys. I think we're 16, actually, after a couple injuries. And JV game this evening. Like we mentioned, we got beat pretty badly, but our kids got to play. We had 9 kids dressed for the JV. Everybody got to play. I was actually proud of our kids. I mean, we played hard, and, you know.
Did you play 6 or 8 games?
Well, we played, you know, Juanita, and they're 8-man. So when we were on defense, they got to run their 8-man offense. We put 8 guys out there. The other way, when we hit the ball, we played 6-man. So they could run their offenses. You know, it was a JV game. It was more of a glorified scrimmage, which was good for the kids. Those kids, most of our guys, had never seen the field. It's not much. So it went pretty well. And in both in volleyball and football, we are not going to win very many. That's but we are young, and, I mean, our volleyball, I think we're going to be good. I really do. I mean, our girls are good. We're just young. And the boys, we still have very low numbers of boys here from our school. We've got quite a few kids over there at Maywood that, you know, I think we're going to be okay. I think volleyball will be better simply because we have a little better athletes, I think. But football, I think somewhere down the road, we just hold this thing together, we're going to be okay. Junior high volleyball, we start on Thursday with our first game where 6th graders are playing, and we have 9 girls. Junior high football, we remember we talked about this at the end of last year, beginning of this year, and the rule was going to be that all of our kids had a C or better to go over there. Well, right now, we're good. We have progress reports or the down list, whatever you want to call it, coming out Thursday. And, you know, I've talked to the kids I wonder about, and I think we're doing okay. We made it the first time, and these kids want to play, so we've still got, we got 5 kids going over. So I think that's pretty good for us now. We got beat pretty bad, and we played, I think we down in Hitchcock, down in Trenton. But they had a mess of kids, too, for their junior high. And then, if there anybody have any questions on this that I might have left out, I was trying to think, sort of combining athletics and principal stuff.
No, I was just going to say, in case you guys didn't see the article in the McCook Gazette,
that
was really a nice write-up that they put about our football team. So if you haven't seen that,
cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Get a copy of it.
Thank you. And then, and I just sort of put on the front cover, you're going to get this, it's our the board's policy about overnight field trips. The teachers came to me, I think we brought it up, they brought it up to me last spring, or maybe it was early summer, I think they told me. It might have been the summer of one of our workshops. But anyway, about going overnight, they want to go to Omaha Zoo to take our kids. Apparently, we did it here several years ago. And we are really trying, and I give these ladies credit. They came to me with this, and they're really trying to make this place special. And we are special. We've got a good thing going. And their idea, this is their idea, not me. They are all want to go on this thing, all the teachers and me, I'd go. And can't wait to go with a bunch of little kids in the zoo overnight. But, you know, if they're fired up about it, I think it's a great idea. So. But I gave you this yellow sheet because this is what the board policy is. They bring it to me, I approve it, then I bring it to you. And so, anyway, what I asked, and again, I asked Mrs. Jeffers to write me something up. And that's what this is on the second page. But it's just not her. It was all the teachers got together, and they have, since I approved it, they've contacted the zoo. We've got a couple of dates in mind. We are waiting for them because, if you know, you want to read this through, and I apologize if I didn't to you quicker. I just got it this afternoon on the way out because she was in contact with the people at the zoo. She has written a grant to get this thing paid for, at least the zoo part, and it looks good that we should be able to get this for the grant. I mean, for all of it, well, I shouldn't say all of it, not including transportation, for under $500. And we're paying for 49 kids. I think we have 7 teachers and staff and me, so that would be 8, or I think I was 7 or 8. We made the number. We added the number up to make sure we had the board policy on kid per adult. But they put all this together, and then this page here talks about what the zoo will have, what they'll do for us here. And again, it will be optional for the parents, obviously. I talked to Cheyenne, and she thinks maybe half of the kindergarten kids will go. You know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I'd send my kid as a kindergartner. But, you know, I'll be honest, if I was going, I'd send them, but I don't know if it would. If I wasn't going, would I? It just depends on the kid, you know. But anyway, then I asked them to give me a tentative itinerary, what they think will happen. And again, this is set in stone, but again, the policy asks for that to bring it to you, which I think would be the third, or I guess the last page. But anyway, I guess what I'm asking you for is permission to proceed with this. The dates they're looking at, I think the first date they put down was the October, I want to say 13, come home the 14th, and their second date was 6 and 7, depending upon, it's a Thursday, come home Friday, depending upon what the zoo's got open. Now, as for me, I've got football those two nights, so I'd go out behind them, or in front of them, with the Suburban, and they'd keep coming home, and I'd go, because our game's on the 7th, it's in Harvard, and the 14th, it's in Hildreth, or Wilcox Hildreth, so I would just stop. I sure love to ride a bus, school bus, for 6 hours, but well, if I can't do it, I can't do it, so. But anyway.
What was the dates again?
Well, we're not sure, but I think the first date they've got is our first choice was the 13th, come home the 14th. I think that's a Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
And then the second date was 6-7. So we go on a Thursday morning, spend the night, they've got it, you know, and then come home. And I'd go out and get pizza for them to eat that night on the Thursday night somewhere in Omaha. We did all the setup. And then maybe coming home, we were thinking, I think that's going to be our biggest cost, coming home for a lunch somewhere. Because we would ask for a sack lunch on the way out, have the ladies make it for us. Then when we get, I think we're stopping in Kearney's, what they've got. But we'd have lunch there, and then we've got to get a lunch coming home. That way, I think that might be our biggest cost. I think we'd be pretty good in the pizzas. We were thinking, you know, with little kids like that, maybe 4 kids to a pizza. Some kids will eat one piece. And some of those 6th graders, they'll eat more, but somewhere in there. Anyway, I guess I'm bringing this to you for, I guess, approval. I'm not really sure what is for approval to proceed with this. And then what we were thinking of doing, if we get your approval, and then once we hear back from the zoo, we'll have a, you know, an assembly and announce it to the kids and let them get all excited and do that type of thing. So it's a big deal. At the same night, we'll be sending a letter home to the parents. So, and again, we have to have it signed, I mean, all the things where they signed off and all that. We follow all this. And I wanted to bring this to you so we're not, so we're following all the rules.
I think the last time they went, they had a book on it,
yeah. I forgot that.
Linda Delgado was on it, and then I think Steve Ridlin went too. Because wasn't that little girl?
Wasn't Chris Walker here? Was it she involved with it?
She could have
kind of sounds like it, maybe.
I don't know.
She might have been there.
Yeah. But I know Wendy was there. Yeah. So, anyway.
I did it as a 4-H thing.
Did you?
Yeah. I was probably 6th or 7th grade, somewhere.
So do we need to vote on this?
I didn't know.
But we need to give them an approval for a yes or no.
Well, what I'm saying, it'll be further down in the agenda.
Oh, we're on tag. Okay.
It's not on the agenda.
Oh.
Well, I think it'd be good to pursue.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tony. Consent agenda.
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second it.
Andrea moves to approve the consent agenda. Vicky seconds. Toby.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Andrea. Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
6B, adopt the 2016-17 budget.
I'll move to approve the 2016-17 budget as presented.
Second.
Dexter moves to approve the 2016-2017 budget as presented. Aaron seconds. Vicky.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Aaron.
Yes.
Andrea. Yes. Marion.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
6C, approve the 2016-2017 tax request resolution.
Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
I can read it. 2016-2017 tax request resolution for Hays County School District number 43-79. Whereas public notice was given at least 5 days in advance of a special public hearing called for the purpose of discussing, approving, or modifying the district's tax request for the 2016-2017 school fiscal year for the general fund, bond fund, special building fund, and qualified capital purchase undertaking fund of Hays County School District number 43-0079, and whereas such special public hearing was held before the Board of Education of Hays County School District number 43-0079 at the time, date, and place announced in the notice published in a newspaper of general circulation, a copy of which notice and proof of publication of which is attached hereto as Exhibit A, all as required by law, and whereas the Board provided an opportunity to receive comment, information, and evidence from persons in attendance at such special hearing, and whereas the Board, after having reviewed the district's tax requests for each said fund, and after public consideration of the matter, has determined that the final tax requests as listed below are necessary in order to carry out the functions of the district as determined by the Board for the 2016-2017 school fiscal year. Now be it therefore resolved that the tax request for the general fund should be and hereby is set at $2,406,830.28. The tax request for the bond fund should be and hereby is set at $216,788.89. The tax request for the special building fund should be and hereby is set at $0. And the tax request for the capital purpose undertaking fund should be and hereby is set at $0. I move to approve the 2016-2017 tax request resolution as presented.
Second.
Marion, is that you? Aaron moves to approve the 2016-2017 tax request resolution as presented. Marion seconds. Dexter.
Yes.
Marion.
Yes.
Andrea. Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
6D, approve the purchase of new iPads per bid of $35,575. I'd move to approve the purchase of new iPads for $35,575.
Second.
Aaron moves to approve the purchase of new iPads for $35,575. Dexter seconds. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes.
6E, approve the sale of old greenhouse and iPads. I move to approve the sale of old greenhouse and iPads.
I'll second. Are we going to have to do all of that by bid?
Over things that were $500, and that would be the greenhouse. So do you have a minimum price on the ship, or get it off the lot date? 60 days, set a price and give them 60 days to get it off. Unless there's extenuating circumstances like storms blow in, we have storms for several days or whatever. But just see the price and the amount of time to get it cleared off.
So what's the price on the iPads?
Well, I don't know what market is. I'm not checked on the market pre-sale, but it'll be market value.
Okay. So I think they were $500.
Just under $500. I think Brett said probably if we get 100 out of an iPad.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
what you'd expect.
They get outdated pretty quick.
That's the problem. We can't update them now.
These are dinosaurs.
The problem is
mm-hmm.
apps that they use in the lower elementary. They were going to look into it because all of these are etched on the back of the property at Hayes Center Schools. So they were going to be calling Apple to see procedures we have to take, you know, for getting rid of them. But they'll look into all that.
Anything else? Aaron moves to approve the sale of the old greenhouse and iPads. Andrea seconds. Andrea, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes. 6F, approve local substitutes for the district.
So we have Tiffany Miller and Cynthia Robinson.
I move to approve Tiffany Miller and Cynthia Robinson for local substitute certificates.
Second.
Andrea moves to approve Tiffany Miller and Cynthia Robinson for local substitute certificates. Dexter seconds. Aaron?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
6G, approve district goals for 16-17.
They were included in your packet that we rolled them over this summer to continue on with them this school year.
Are these ones in parentheses suggestions or additions or?
Those were suggestions by the board, as I recall. It's been a while since they did this, but.
I'd move to approve the district goals for 2016-17.
Second.
Dexter moves to approve the district goals for 2016-2017. Aaron seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Vicki?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Aaron?
Yes. Next item, discussion. 7A preschool admission.
Well, I wanted to get the board input before writing the or amending the policy, but right now there's no specification as to when they can start, so you can have a second or a two-year-old come in, and it might be best just to go ahead and do the date so that it falls in line with kindergarten, when you go into kindergarten, make them have to be 3 or on before July 31st. That'd be my suggestion. If you want me to proceed, I'll get it on the agenda for next month. Okay?
Sounds good to me.
I don't see any dissension.
Nope. Sounds good.
Okay. October.
All right. NASB area membership meeting in North Platte is September 28th. State conference is 16th through the 18th.
Yeah, I'd like to know, Jeannie and I work as a tag team. I'd like to get you closer to the conference. I'd like to get in the conference center. So I've got an idea on how to do that, but let me know about going to the La Vista primarily, and we'll coordinate that. You've got a little bit of time. I think they want to, what, next week.
Yeah, it's like
I can't remember the email, but anyway.
But you need to know a few days ahead of time so
yeah.
you can be ready to
push
submit
hit the
when
button.
It comes time to get rooms. You have to set a timer, watch the
so
clock. Marianne? They don't take early ones, but they go like that.
Anybody else? Toby?
Yeah, put me down.
Okay.
When is it?
It's the 16th and 19th of November, I believe.
16th or 18th.
It's the week before Thanksgiving.
16th, 18th. It's usually like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So Marion and Toby?
I know right now I can't make either one of those.
Do you know when the September 28th, when you sign up for that is?
I do not know.
The deadline?
You
for
can
the
September 28th
You can
one.
Still go that, even if you don't.
I probably
do
will.
Do it, you can go that day.
To the big one, November?
Yeah.
I think since I'll go on December, I'll just.
You don't
know
yet?
No. So possibly.
So our next meeting is scheduled for October 10th.
8 o'clock again? Or 7.
When's the time change? Not
until
well,
November.
Usually that's...
8 is good.
Whatever you guys want to do.
Okay. Just go ahead and keep it at 8 o'clock then.
Okay.
There's no further discussion. We'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. It's 8:27. Thanks, everybody.